Well, the figures in their own right are simply shocking. The police service is woefully understaffed, it's overstretched, it's being asked to do far too much with the resources that are available to it. And what these figures show is that it is actually frontline working police officers that are carrying the brunt for the shortfalls that they've inherited.
And you gave a statistic there to me when you were looking into it in a bit more detail, that this is the equivalent of giving 1,000 Scottish police officers the equivalent of 6 weeks off. I mean, that's incredible, isn't it?
It's absolutely unforgivable. The fact that the police service has got to a situation where it owes over 25,000 rest days to the police officers in Scotland is simply frightening. It's also the equivalent of 150 working years off for time due. I mean, that in itself is something that I believe most people would find completely unbelievable.
Is there any possibility that these police officers will get this time back? Because it's a lot of time.
The service, I dare say, will say yes. Sadly, my own experience and the experience of many of the members that I represent would say no. In many ways, it's probably not surprising that the staff survey, which was published in towards the tail end of last year, was so damning, indicating that there was a large sense of disquiet about the regard in which the service paid for individual officers. And when we see that at the start of this year, when the service was less than 1,000 days old, it owed more than 30,000 rest days to police officers. That, in some ways, gives an indication as to why that strength of feeling was as strong as it was.
What can we do about this, then? What should Police Scotland be doing here?
There are a number of complicating issues that come into play here. I know that the nature of policing is not always as predictable as people might believe it to be, and there's always going to be occasions, a small number of occasions, where you would expect police officers to have to suffer the consequences of having their rest days cancelled. But this doesn't point to a service that is over-resourced. This very much points to a service that is under-resourced, not just in terms of revenue and finance, which of course is a real issue, but also in terms of people. The fact that we have to rely on effectively the additional policing capacity of 1,000 police officers over 6 weeks for nothing within 1,000 days of the Police Service of Scotland coming into being indicates that we simply need more to do all that the public asks of us. But we also can't forget that the cancellation of these rest days comes at a huge financial cost to the individuals as well as the human cost. Police officers like certainty like everybody else. They like to be able to plan to be there for their children's birthdays. They like to be there for anniversaries. They like to be there for special events. And this kind of disruption means that it is highly likely that they're going to miss more and more of these things as a consequence of under-resourcing and indeed bad planning.
We're always hearing about morale within the police. Surely this is not going to do any good either. When they're having their days cancelled, it's building up and building up, and to them it's probably becoming more unrealistic for them to get those days back.
Well, that's exactly what happens. Morale and the service doesn't need to go much farther to be to be as low as it's ever been. In fact, I think it's probably already there. These kind of things do nothing to help that.
What do you think the new Chief Constable needs to do about this? You know, if now that he's taken the reins, do you think there's anything that he could maybe do differently here?
Well, I think the challenge for the new Chief Constable is no different to that for the former Chief Constable or indeed the former Chief Constables. Sadly, we see that when senior officers depart the service, they're not shy in finding their voice and identifying the things that have gone wrong. What's self-evident at this moment in time is that the police service lacks the finance, the money, the people to do all that's asked of it. And the Chief Constable and indeed others need to stand up and make that point loudly and clearly. But more importantly, they also have to make sure that they put in place structures within the police service to make sure that they're not overworking their staff and working them into the ground.